Becky.
Yes.
Do it up.
Episode 126.
Just think when if we had the singer from Disturbed right now singing this for the song, he would sing this.
Soy.
It feels big. Welcome to Dorktown, episode 126.
126.
This is Mikey.
I'm Bells.
I'm Becky.
Hi, producer Becky. Hanging out wishing she wasn't here.
Yep.
As usual.
I've got my book.
She's got her iPad, so she'll be busy. I can't hear you, producer Becky.
I was working before.
Yeah, she's there. She's a soft-spoken Becky.
I'm trying to talk about it. I know, I think at work, I have people leaning into me all the time.
Wait, you have people leaning into you?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
You want me to whack them?
I'll lean into them.
Is any of them named Johnny M? Is any of them named Johnny Utah?
Johnny fucking Utah. And this is why everybody loves the Dorktown openings.
They're the best.
They're just completely...
You know, you just get a picture like on the beach around. And Chuck Woolery is calling a play with freaking Johnny Utah, telling him to go... We're back in 2-2. Give me 2-2, Johnny.
2-2, Utah.
He says, okay, Woolery.
All right, Woolery.
You got it, Woolery. Woolery would just portray himself. He wouldn't be acting as another character.
No.
That's how good he is.
That's how fucking good he is and underused. Woolery, underused talent.
Underused talent. He could have made... So many movies where he'd win Academy Awards for his presence.
Exactly.
It's badass.
Chuck Wooler's badass. Welcome.
Dorktown is badass.
Settle in here, folks.
And all you suckers out there listening, all you suckers that are wasting your lives listening to this shit right now.
No, you aren't. You are not.
You guys got problems.
We're drinking Tioga Sequoia, Fresno craft beer. We are drinking double-hopped General Sherman IPA, and I am enjoying it highly. Becky is drinking a Tamarack, but Bells and I are drinking the double hop.
Yeah,
what are you thinking, Bells?
It's got a lighter, it's got a hoppier finish, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a piney.
Yeah, it's more piney in there.
A little pine. Not piney, but piney. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. So
I think they should, like, they got it initial DDH. They should make it like DDT, be all badass.
Oh yeah,
have like fucking
poisonous
picture of dynamite on there.
People would drink it more.
It's like, look at this is TNT.
I think so.
The hoppiest
DDT.
So
Fresno, a lot of stuff's been going on, Mike. Nothing's
going on. Is anything been going on in Fresno?
No.
People got shot. That's about it.
I guess probably
someone got run over again.
Where have you been anywhere lately?
I went to Antonio's tonight.
Oh,
for dinner.
Antonio's.
That's right.
Where's that at?
The one I went to was on Willow and Herndon. They have like a little express.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's isn't that
it's not the restaurant?
It's not like a restaurant.
No, the other one's at the Villaggio, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
That's the name of the shopping center. It's
right.
Villaggio,
right.
Motherfucker. It's written on the bottom of the sign.
That's weird, too.
It's pretty good. You can only see it with special glasses that you have to order.
Wow.
You can only see the fuck you part.
Special glasses for adult glasses that you can see.
Otherwise, you don't see it. And you can see other things, too, but they're I'm not at liberty to talk about it.
So nothing exciting you've been doing?
No.
Me neither. I was hoping you would add something.
No. I got nothing, man.
Damn it.
There's nothing going on.
Yeah.
Not a damn thing.
Yeah.
The fucking fair came. Who gives a
shit?
That's why we decided we needed
a podcast.
Chevelle was there.
Yeah. Yeah.
They saw Red.
I like Chevelle.
They saw Red.
Mm-hmm.
So did fucking
Weezer.
Warrant.
And Warrant.
Warrant wasn't Warrant? There.
They were there. They've seen Cherry Pie.
Oh.
All right.
She's my Cherry Pie.
Yeah.
Oh, no? Do you want me to do a little more?
Yeah. Do a little more. What happened big in the world, though, not in Fresno, but the world, was George Lucas selling Lucasfilms to Disney.
That's right. That was more important than this presidential election.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Or a huge
storm
easily. That hit the East Coast.
Nope. More important than Sandy. More important than the election.
This was George Lucas.
This is George fucking Lucas we're fucking talking
this
about
is the,
here.
This is the only George that's worth a shit.
There had to be a dork summit because of this news.
Except for George Jefferson.
Are you guys okay with this dork summit that happened on the Dorktown Studios?
Well, it was posted
on the Dorktown
we're
feed.
We're fine with that.
I didn't see that until... We just got on the air before, and I don't understand how you call this a Dorktown podcast.
It wasn't
a Dorktown podcast episode.
It was within the Dorktown feed.
You know what?
It was a Dorktown episode, which it kind of made it seem like online.
Yeah, it sure looked like it.
Yeah.
It sure tried to deceive people?
Yeah, it looked like it was presenting itself as.
As that.
Oh, look what I'm doing, a Dorktown summit.
Mm-hmm. It was a dork summit.
Bells
dork
is on.
Summit.
Break today.
You could not sit through a whole hour of just talking about Star Wars. Either one of you. Is that true?
How do you know?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Dude,
maybe you could handle it.
I can handle Star Wars like a motherfucker.
Really?
All right.
Well, I made a mistake.
I was happy to
They're talking. That. They're talking about doing 7, 8, and 9. Have you heard the story of what happens with Lando?
But call it something else.
Oh, what happens with Lando?
He lives in this space city. He turns into a space pimp. Starts pimping out
space
aliens.
Space city.
They call them Lando Big Daddy Calrissian. His girlfriend was Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan?
Chaka Khan.
Well, to help us here talk about this Star Wars stuff... is cousin Trenton in Phoenix.
Oh, good.
If he answers.
That's good.
Nobody knows what time it is in Phoenix.
Nobody knows what time it is in Phoenix. It's already working perfectly.
Hey,
are you taking a shit? Are you taking a shit right now? No.
Is it okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay. I mean, as long as you can hear it or smell it, it's fine, right?
Good.
I'd rather hear it, but that's fine. I don't want to smell it.
Good. Just checking.
I may let out a grunt every now and then, but...
We'll know what it is, at least.
You understand.
Yeah.
So what's going on in Dorktown?
Hello.
Oh,
hello,
all kinds
Phoenix.
Of crazy stuff, man. Excitement's in the air.
You hear bells there, Trent? You remember bells?
Yeah, I remember bells well, yes. He kicks my ass like twice a year in a fantasy football.
Yeah, he does.
Yes.
That's what he does. Producer Becky is here as well.
Hello, Trent.
Hello, Producer Becky.
Hello.
How's everyone doing?
Excellent. Are you in Southern Ahwatukee?
I'm in Ahwatukee proper.
Oh, that's Ahwatukee proper? Because you...
You're right. I'm probably in Southern Ahwatukee. Yeah.
That's crazy over there. I hear it's crazy on that side.
Phoenix to those outsiders.
Yeah, if you ever get stuck in Southern Ahwatukee with a problem, give me a call, Bells.
I will.
I'll get you out of it.
I will.
I got the hook up here.
You got prison shanks? Good.
Oh, yes.
Good. Keep your prison shanks sharp at all times.
At all times.
That's good advice. That was,
you never know.
That was given to me by some dude.
All right. So, obviously, we're talking to you. What I've been asking people is this, us in the dork world, not Bells and Becky so much, But where were you when you heard the news that Disney was buying Lucasfilms?
Disney's buying Lucasfilm?
Yeah, I'm just now telling you.
I was at work, and I actually was going to text you, and then I got busy, and then I found that you didn't find out till like 12 hours later.
Yeah, I found out late.
I knew where I was because I said, oh, I started talking about it.
I was having a daddy-daughter day all day, and I was basically off the internet.
Yeah. And then I
came producer
home
Becky is a hardcore fanboy.
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
And that's why she knew before you.
I did.
She does know where George Lucas has his coffee every morning. Uh-huh. She could tell everyone.
In the crapper.
Breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Where at?
He drinks his first cup of coffee on the shitter.
Oh, okay.
Wakes up, smokes a cigarette, takes a shit all at the same time. I have a cup of coffee.
That's so
He's George Lucas. Fucking Lucas.
Solid gold toilet. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like Darth Vader's helmet. And he just takes a crap in it. He's like, I'm fucking George
Lucas. His toilet
Lucas.
Shaped like Darth Vader's helmet?
There you go.
I would think it'd be more or less Stormtrooper
like Darth Vader's helmet upside down.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yes.
That's a good...
I was at work when I heard this awesome news that George Lucas is no longer going to be in charge of Star Wars.
There you go.
Yep.
You like that?
You're not afraid of Disney doing anything bad to it at all.
What, worse than the Phantom Menace?
Well,
are they going to do something worse than Crystal Skull?
John Connor is the Disney film. What if they John Connor it?
Is it John Connor or John Carter?
John Carter.
Are you thinking about the Terminator?
Sorry.
Savior of the universe?
No, John Connor is the sequel to John Carter.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
His neighbor from down the street.
Sorry, spoiler alert.
Up after John Carter fucked it up.
Hey, I got it, guys. Here's the trailer for the film. Hey, I got this one, guys. Oh, it's John Connor. John Connor coming up.
Yeah, I'm John Connor. I've already saved the world like several times in the Terminator universe. At least I can do this thing in Mars.
Got it. I got this shit, guys.
I got it.
So really, the bigger news is that there's going to be an episode 7, 8, and 9.
Yep. Projected to be out in 2015.
You guys don't think it's good news?
Oh, yeah. I agree it's good news, for sure. Just the fact that
the best part about it is that Lucas isn't involved. The guy's completely fucked up. He's raped my childhood. But I'm a little torn about it because he sort of defined my childhood with Star Wars, and then he ended up raping it with the prequels.
Return of the Sith.
Wow.
But did
he touch you in improper places?
Okay, Door Count has an exclusive here.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Oh, dear.
Ooh.
Yes. What was wrong with the Revenge of the Sith was good.
I enjoyed that one.
Was definitely better than the first two. Definitely.
Clone Wars.
But it wasn't up to the original trilogy.
So do you think they're going to just completely ditch Lucas's treatments of 7, 8, and 9? Or?
I think probably, yeah. I think they're going to go, I think, hopefully, well, this, I don't think, I hope that they'll hire like actual fans of the original trilogy who know how to write, who will actually, write something good, like closer to the original trilogy.
And I hope they
hire a director that does the same thing.
Like Chris Nolan. He'll write it and it'll be just like Batman will be there too.
Hey,
Batman
perfect.
Will be there.
That would be, hey, I'd be
Chewbacca
all over
and Batman.
Yeah, throwing Batman.
Fucking hanging out.
Have you ever read that Timothy Zahn's extended novels, the Thrawn trilogy?
No, but I heard actually fans of the original trilogy like respect it, but I haven't read it.
Me, I haven't either.
I have no time.
Fuck that.
So you're totally psyched now.
Well, I'm definitely more psyched than I was a week
ago. Yeah. I mean,
the first thought I had was not, oh my God, Disney's got it. Are they going to Disney-fy it? And, whatever. I was like, yes, maybe there's a chance I can actually see the original trilogy on Blu-ray. Because I can't, I'm not going to buy those ridiculous special editions on Blu-ray.
Right, right. Well, I have them, but yeah, I wouldn't do it either. But, yeah, I bought them. I did.
I know. Well, you were giving them as a gift, which is
right.
Fine.
Yeah, I didn't spend money. It was nice.
Watch them.
Are you still on the shitter, Trent?
Give me a shitter update, Trent.
Is that all right? You want me to let you know when I?
No, I'm just wondering. I mean, your feet could be numb right now. Just sitting on there.
Well, no, I'll take a picture when I'm done. Right. I'll send it to you.
Thanks. Tweet it. Yep. Hashtag Dorktown.
That'd be the proper
thing. Hashtag, upside down Darth Vader helmet. But it's not just Star Wars, it's also Indiana Jones. You guys.
Yeah, I know they're like, that's like not even getting discussed as Indiana Jones.
Well,
but
whoever
did
the last Indiana Jones should not do the next Indiana Jones. That's all I'm saying.
Steven Spielberg?
Absolutely correct.
That last one was fucking horrible.
That was actually my number one most disappointing theater going experience.
Yep.
Indy never writes.
I was so psyched for it. It was like a giant turd. And I was very disappointed.
Yep.
So, but what do you know about the Indy 5? I mean, what is there. Before all this, what was the stuff?
Well, who knows? Before all this, you know, they were waiting on Lucas to come up with the MacGuffin and what's he going to go after, and now who knows? They might just reboot. They might recast with maybe we'll see
Shia LaBeouf,
like Bradley Cooper. Yeah, Bradley Cooper. Who knows? Bradley Cooper is Indiana Jones. I don't know. It's going to be a little rough. Seeing another actor in Indiana Jones, but they did it with.
So you think they could just could recast James Bond?
They did it with Batman.
Batman.
That's true.
Michael Keaton.
Yeah, but Indiana Jones.
Fucking Val Kilmer.
It's different than Batman.
George Clooney.
I know, but Mike, you have to think back in the day. Probably people were thinking, "Oh, how are you going to get somebody other than Sean Connery as James Bond?"
Right.
And here we are, 50 fucking years later. And you got six other guys playing James Bond,
You're not exaggerating about. We can switch to Bond.
Yes,
here.
You are.
You're not exaggerating about 50 years. This is 50 years of Bond, right?
Right.
That's insane. 50 years of James Bond, and this is going to be the
Omega has a watch, commemorative watch for it now.
Wow,
it's got the 007 logo.
I don't
on
have
the face.
That watch.
You need that watch. So Skyfall is the 23rd James Bond film.
The
is
case back is the swirl, the James Bond swirl.
Oh.
And the middle spins, it's a bullet. It's the back of a bullet.
You hear that, Trent? Christmas gift for Trent.
But trust me, I know. It sounds awesome. I just don't have it. But they say Skyfall is like one of the best James Bonds ever, if not
the best. The trailers look good.
They look awesome. But then, of course, the trailer for Quantum of Solace, I thought, looked like the best action movie ever.
Mm-hmm.
And look what happened there.
John Carter?
It got John Carter.
Yeah, exactly. It was the John Carter of James Bond movies.
I hope they do a Red Sonja remake, because Red Sonja was an awesome flick.
They said Arnold's going to do another Conan movie.
Oh. Ooh. But he's going to be
Conan the Geriatric or something.
That's insane. Well, I need some Bond's questions. Has there ever I like Bond as much as the next guy, but I'm not an expert
unless
like you.
Unless I'm the next guy.
Yeah, you're the next guy. Well, yeah, unless you're the next guy. But has there been nudity, like full-on nudity in a Bond film? I don't remember full-on nudity in a Bond film.
I don't think there has been.
There's been fleeting nudity.
See,
like
that is that like kind
of
like the tradition,
it's
like
a
we
side
keep
of a
it boob. Classy?
With no nipple.
Yeah, there's been a lot of like side boobs.
Maybe a
there's been some flashes. Point. Like, well, now that you have like Blu-rays, and yes, I'm
Roger Moore like film
to like freeze frame them.
Roger Moore filmed more than 90% of his films bottomless. The whole fucking thing. You guys didn't know that, did you?
Oh, did you? Is that VH?
He's like, all right, I'm going to wear my suit tie, but I have no bottoms on.
It's like a VH1 pop-up. Fact that comes
out. Bells, I was literally a pop up, but Bells, I was talking about the women. You're talking about Roger Moore.
You keep talking about his penis. And,
you know, He was the only one that was nude.
Octopussy. Yeah. I mean, what? Come on.
There was no nudity in Octopussy.
Yeah, like Rogers Moore, you know.
Yeah.
But there's been fleeting, but not like full on. Like there, like in Die Another Day, there's a little fleeting Halle Berry boobage. In like going back to Diamonds Are Forever in 1971, there was some fleeting boobage in
big
the
ass
pre-title
bush
sequence.
Scene right in the beginning.
Right,
big old hairy bush. James Bond jumps out of it.
That's how they rolled in the
70s. Yeah. So it's sort of, it's always been kind of PG-13 as far as nudity goes in those movies.
It's too bad. Bad. Tattoo's dead because I wish he could come back and do another Bond movie as well.
He was good. He was a good henchman.
Yeah, he sure was.
We have the ultimate Bond henchman that lives here in the Fresno area. Jaws.
That's right. Yep. He's like the gold standard. That's right.
Saw him at P.F. Chang's a couple months ago.
You saw him where?
P.F. Chang's.
You saw it. See, Bell saw my P.F. Chang's.
I sure
is that a joke?
I'm calling bullshit on that.
No, it's not.
It's not bullshit.
We see him everywhere.
See him everywhere, man.
He's easy as a spot.
You saw Richard Steele at P.F. Chang's.
Yes.
Yeah.
What, baby?
Wow.
This lady I work with saw him at physical therapy. She was going in with
his
mom.
He has a tough time walking now.
And he was going
in a wheelchair most of the time.
And he was trying to help out her mom, and her mom yelled at her. And do you understand?
Get Jaws away from me.
Mom totally yelled at him.
She yelled at Richard Keel?
Crotchety old lady. She didn't want him near her.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Creepy henchman away from me.
Don't you guys know I saw a movie on this guy? He's a bad man.
She was horrified.
He's
she was
a
like,
crazy
oh,
motherfucker.
Jesus.
Don't
I hated you in Happy Gilmore. Get out of here.
It was a bad performance, Richard. Face it.
I think so
you soiled my love for movies. For Jaws and Kevin Federline.
Yeah, and Bubba. Oh.
Bubba.
Don't forget Bubba.
Yep.
Bubba.
Bubba from In the Heat of the Night. He's our mayor.
He doesn't know that.
No
obviously,
shit.
We're not for that.
God damn it, Trent! Get the fuck to Fresno and get some information in you.
Well, send out a memo or something. I just got the
here's
got
all the press up facts you need to
memo.
Know.
I didn't get the Bubba memo.
Oh,
you need to get the Bubba memo. You son of a bitch!
I gotta get the Bubba memo. Yeah.
So what? Since Star Wars, what kind of rides do you want to see now at Disneyland? That Star Wars related ride. Can you think of some sort of
there's only one, man.
What?
The fuck?
Well, I know, but now that Disney owns it, that whole Tomorrowland.
The only one I want to see, and I can't wait to get to Disneyland to try this, is the one that just kind of goes in a straight line forward, and you look in a little rearview mirror, and it's a picture of George Lucas.
Oh.
You just leave him in the rearview.
You will not let loose a George. You're like a pit bull.
You can't even
just
get
locked on the George's neck.
You can't even get a fast pass for that ride. You gotta wait.
No,
it's
gonna be so. Yeah, it's gonna be so popular. Leaving George Lucas in the rearview mirror.
Poor Georgie.
That's the poor George. Yeah, poor George.
Poor George.
He's taking shit in a solid gold upside down Darth Vader helmet.
Yeah. And then he has Carrie Fisher come and eat it out of the bowl.
Oh.
Come here, Carrie, and eat this.
Hey, Carrie, I own you. Eat this.
That's why she's so depressed.
That's why she's so fucked up.
So what do you think is going to happen in like in episode 7?
Do you think
they're going to go like more family-friendly Disney,
That's the only thing I'm worried about with Disney. But I think it's Luke is going to be – I mean, maybe it's just a little too obvious, so it won't happen, but – Luke is going to be the Obi-Wan type character, and he's been getting the Jedi, basically he's restarting and getting younglings and all this kind of just finding Jedi and just basically restarting the Jedi.
So do they break down and say, "Oh, we're going to pay Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, and
Harrison's
Mark Hamill.
Harrison's not doing it.
$10 million apiece to be just in the very beginning.
No, they should
and
be.
Then we'll, like, Carrie Fisher and Harrison Ford have a kid or a twins or whatever, and then maybe, I mean, because Mark Hamill will do whatever. He'll be through the whole thing if you want him to.
He should
But Harrison
be.
Ford's going to be a tough sell.
Yeah, you don't really need, you can do it without Han Solo. You need to have Luke Skywalker. Luke Skywalker needs to be there.
Which is doable because Mark Hamill's up for it. He'll do anything.
Yeah. For sure.
I mean, yeah. He'll be the Obi-Wan character.
But hey,
but
how about this?
Do it without Harrison Ford?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I mean, obviously, I love Harrison. I love Han Solo. But you don't need him. You don't need it.
I guess, yeah, story-wise, you can say, you know, he died heroically and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And you can put whoever in a Chewbacca
he
costume.
Got fucking,
that's what he that's
got
a princess
ass
Leia will say.
Like Uncle
so what happened to Han? Oh, he died heroically.
He died,
blah,
man.
Blah,
fucking,
blah.
He went back to Mos Eisley. And this time.
I told him not to go.
Greedo's little sister didn't miss.
I told him not to go. Is Achuta Solo?
Fuck, are you a Solo?
Oh,
fuck, that's funny.
That's what would happen to Solo. Greedo's sister kills Solo in episode 7.
Fucked him up.
The first scene.
Got you, bitch, is what he just said.
You're back in the cantina. Because Leia is divorced him at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You think Han Solo is gonna stay married for 20 years?
She was doing like
no.
She was getting on with Lando.
Yeah,
going over.
Oh
and
yeah,
getting some
Lando
love.
Got in on that.
Oh yeah, it was
no
yeah.
doubt.
No, yeah, you're right. Han's gonna be back at Mos Eisley, you know, hitting some green chick.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Kirk style.
Ooh.
And Han was like, I don't really care, man. I'm Han Solo. Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
And so he's gonna go back to Tatooine. He's gonna be hanging out. Him and Chewie are just like the old days, just hanging
fucked
out at
up,
the cantina.
Man. Yeah.
And when walks Greedo's sister.
Making the Kessel Run in less than 12
go
yeah.
like a,
he just keeps. He's at the end of the bar, just loud mouth at the end of the bar. I ain't in a Kessel Run. Drop.
Let's go to the strip robot strip club.
Who's up for the strip club?
There's robots tonight.
Let's fucking get the robot.
He flips the bartender. Sorry about the
pants. Sorry. He takes his shit in his pants because he's old.
Sorry
and
about
he's
the
like,
mess.
Sorry about the mess, motherfucker.
Because he's old.
Can't help it.
Sorry. Chewie just has to just carry him out. He's
you
shaking his head.
Like, you smell like shit.
Come
all of a sudden, Chewie's learned how to talk now. He's just like, oh,
he's finally learned how to
fuck,
talk
dude.
English.
You're an asshole, man.
Man.
You smell like shit.
Like shit.
I know we have this life thing. I've got a fucking
you're prick,
fuck,
man.
Dude. You oh, I to, thought you had been shot by
I
now.
I had to pay your fucking tab again, you fuck.
No, I've been watching. I know how to fly the Millennium Falcon alone now,
I don't really need you all that much.
I don't
fuck.
Need you. I'm you 7 foot life. Tall. I have these teeth like a motherfucker. Yeah. I don't need you.
But he has that life debt or whatever to him, right?
That's true.
Yeah, so
that's true.
He has no choice. He has to stick with him.
Yeah. Unlike Leia, I mean, Han doesn't have a life debt to her.
Oh, Lando's all up in that business.
Yeah. Yeah, so they'll probably, yeah, you're right. Yeah. They can just kind of say,
that.
Oh, he died this way or that way.
They're having an affair.
Yeah, it was brave, and here's his kid.
It was brave.
Take care
here's
of
his kid. He is brave. That's some brave shit.
And then they'll have to.
Han and Leia waiting for their first kid, and it comes out black. Looks like fucking Lando.
That's the first scene. And Han's like, what
yeah,
the
let's hey, call him
what
Hando.
Happened here?
Who is this? This isn't my kid.
Or it comes out green.
Comes out Greedo green.
Hando Solo.
Oh, man. It should just be
You know, Billy D. Williams probably would be up for it, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Billy's in. Billy's in.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
He is?
Yeah, fuck yeah, he is.
I think so,
The news of him coming back will kill him.
None of the main people are dead.
Think they'll have them come back, or is it going to be
right? But I mean, none of the characters that would still be alive for episode 7 are dead.
That's true. I mean, I actually would like to see Luke come back as the Obi-Wan character.
Yeah, he should.
Now that I think about it, that'd be interesting. I think they could do it.
Oh yeah. Oh,
and you know the writing's going to be better,
right?
And you know they're going to find. They have to find a fanboy that's gonna
solid director
that's gonna give it the feel of the first, three.
Right.
Because I think that would play still.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first one, that was a good movie. I mean,
mm-hmm. Just get less blue screen. I need less blue screen.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And no Jar Jar Binks or anything like that.
Yeah, but there's gonna be a fan that. Family-friendly element there that you're going to have to swallow.
But like
instead of Ewoks, they're going to be like little. It's going to be little Minnie Mouses. They're going to do like little Mickey Mouses and Minnie Mouses instead of the Ewoks. It'll be totally like Disney product placement.
Yeah, probably. But oh well, it's still better than George Lucas being in charge of it.
There'll be a guy that looks like fucking Jack Sparrow walking by
in the background.
He'll
be in the canteen as well.
Johnny Depp's going to be in Star Wars now. Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe
Johnny Depp, Nicolas Cage.
They could maybe call it.
Yeah, Nicolas
Cage. Nicolas
Cage needs to be in anything.
Fuck yeah! Let's get Cage up in that Star Wars. Jimmy Smits is in there. Let's get Cage in there.
I have the death sentence on 12 systems.
Oh. Yeah, Keanu Reeves, he needs to be in.
Yeah. He does. Fucking rides right into the bar with a tauntaun.
I'm psyched.
I am a Jedi agent.
I am a tauntaun rider.
That's perfect. Tauntaun rider.
Oh. Whoa, do you smell something?
Bro. Bro, it's like cold out here. What are we going to do?
Someone's going to blast your aim right in your head. What do you do? What do you do?
What do you do?
So no, hopefully.
It could be interesting. There's a lot of interesting possibilities.
Yep. I mean, and then you have those three, and then now, and then they're just going to keep making films. So you could do a Yoda origin movie. You can do a When Han and Chewie Met movie, a Boba Fett movie.
Who do you cast as Han Solo? It's like the Indiana Jones thing. Who do you cast other than Harrison Ford in that? I mean,
well, you know what? They did on the Last Crusade. They had River Phoenix play young.
Right. And that was solid.
And that was pretty solid.
River Phoenix is dead.
But yeah.
Yeah, well, we can bring him back.
There's only one River Phoenix.
We can bring him back.
There is.
Reanimate him?
Yeah, he can be recreated.
There's Joaquin Phoenix.
Maybe, yeah, get his little brother.
Yeah, Joaquin it.
Joaquin.
Just Joaquin.
Joaquin is Han Solo.
So who would you recast as Han Solo?
Sean Connery.
Cast?
Who? Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
Someone who's not 82 years old.
Oh.
No, Sean, who is 82 years old. Just ornery as hell.
Respect.
You're fucking shit, you.
He's got an Irish accent now. Scottish accent. Oh, my God.
Is there anyone, like, nowadays that you would recast? Like,
Shia LaBeouf. I'm just trying to get a reaction out of you.
No, I'm talking about like actually playing Indiana Jones, not Mutt Williams or whoever he plays.
Yeah, not
Vine swinging Mutt Williams.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah,
he was a one night fuck. That was it. And then he popped out. That was just a one night fuck.
You little bastard.
And he fucked Marion. right after like the fucking hit her bar burned down. Remember that in the first one?
Yeah.
Her bar barn. The fucking bar barn burned down.
The bar
fucking,
barn.
This is what he gets.
All those Icelandic, all those other fucking Eskimo looking guys.
Brando,
they all
Wallaby.
Died. Everyone died. They went out and fucked in the snow.
Yeah. That was the deleted yeah. scenes in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
They that was it.
Fucked
he
in
didn't,
the
didn't
snow.
Want any
I
part of
that
bitch
one.
You didn't
He's
see
like,
that?
I'm done.
You
got
to pause it. You got to pause it
I'm
real quick.
Kick your if ass you, to the curb.
On the Blu-ray, if you pause it just at the right spot, you will see them
it's real
fucking.
Quick.
Yeah, yeah. It's real quick. But you got to pause it.
Did you buy the Blu-ray?
Not yet.
I got the green ray.
Yeah. Wow.
That's intense. All right, well, go
would
party
go
in Phoenix.
Wait.
Wait,
go with an unknown?
Go ahead. Or I'm sorry. What?
To play Indiana Jones, do you go with an unknown or do you...
Yeah, I think you got to go with an unknown that's like...
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, sure.
It'll be somehow. It'll be like John Lovitz or something.
Yeah, that would be great. I'd probably skip that one. Yeah, and then do you go like right after Last Crusade, or do you go like right after Crystal Skull?
Well, what's this Indy 5? Is there anything about the timeline about it, or nothing? There's nothing about it.
I haven't heard anything in the last week. Like, what I heard before that was that they were waiting on George Lucas to come up with the MacGuffin.
Like,
and
George,
take
do
place
something.
After Crystal Skull.
Now he's like, well, you're kind
I'm
of
going to get some information right now.
Bell's, nobody's getting the information. Good luck.
Nah.
Yeah. Trent doesn't know it. Nobody knows it.
I don't know. Oh, well. But at least George Lucas doesn't have a hand in it anymore, and that's good news for everybody.
Okay.
Is it? We'll trust you on that one.
Okay. Well, that's my final word on it.
Okay. Well, go. What's the big party in Phoenix now? Where do you go?
A bunch of hot chicks there right now, aren't
there's
there?
There's a brewery in Chandler that you haven't taken me to.
What's that?
Sons?
Santan Brewery?
Yeah, Santan. Why haven't you taken me to Santan before? In Chandler?
If you come here like more often than every 8 years,
maybe we'll
make it down there.
Where is the Santan Brewery in relation to your Chandler house?
It's not too far.
That's by the mall?
It's close to the mall, but the Four Peaks Brewery is closer even than that.
Ooh.
Where are you familiar with Kilt Lifter?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I've heard Kilt Lifter.
That's where Kilt Lifter is brewed.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty close. So we'll go there. Maybe you guys make it out for spring training next year.
Sure,
spring training exercise.
Yeah, Bells loves spring training baseball. It's way in the way.
Bells, you are more than welcome. We have plenty of room.
Come on over.
We'll
hook up with Frank and.
I wouldn't mind going over there.
Well, let's go.
Wouldn't piss me off.
Bring it on, man.
Stay with Frank Stins.
No.
Mm-hmm. We'll go out to the Four Peaks Brewery. We'll hit Santan if you want.
Do it
whatever.
Up. There we go.
Right on.
We'll be there.
But where are you going to take me when we come out to Fresno?
Nowhere, man. We're going
to
take you
to take you in Fresno. There,
Mike's Garage.
Endless. We can't even go over them.
You're going to go to Mike's Garage.
Oh, you don't even know, man. Just get the fuck to Fresno.
He's got a bondage chamber.
Yeah,
I know you have. You have the bondage chamber, and you have.
Why do you think it's lasted so long?
What else?
The swimming pool.
Oh no! There's what's the Sammy Hagar?
The Cabo Wabo Cantina. We still got that.
Doesn't really.
Come on,
so awesome,
over and see it. It's crazy.
Sammy's there like almost every night.
Oh, Sammy's there all the time. Come on out.
He's like, this is the best.
So that's dying off.
We'll bring you directly there.
Well, yeah, go right there.
They have planes that fly you right into it.
No, it closed like a month after you left.
Shut up.
You're kidding.
She is. She's kidding.
No, she's kidding. It's still there, dude. It's crazy. You got to come out to Fresno.
So off the hook. Cabo Wabo
Cantina.
No, it's because Sammy and the owner got into a fight, and Sammy was like, fuck you. You're going
I'm Sammy Hagar, and I don't drive 55.
I don't drive.
I'm Sammy Hagar, motherfucker.
It was a dispute about the parking lot speed limit. There's a whole thing. And Sammy and the owner was like, you know, you gotta like drive 5 miles an hour in this parking lot. And Sammy's like, bullshit.
Bullshit, I do.
I'm Sammy fucking Hagar. And he's like, yeah,
it's
I'm sorry.
55.
And that's it. It all went downhill from there.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
And that's how Fresno got screwed over once again.
That's the story of Fresno.
Yep. Fresno closed down like 3 days after that happened. There's no more Fresno.
It's like you find any flights into there anymore.
That's right.
Yep. It's just Sammy Hagar. Well, you've got Richard Kiel's basement.
Right.
At least you can party in Jaws' basement.
Yeah,
but he doesn't even live in Fresno. The only access we have from Richard Kiel is the sewer line that he shits and the crap goes through Fresno. It comes down through Oakhurst, goes through Fresno. Uh-huh. Richard Kiel's shit goes through Fresno.
Think of that.
Oh, Jesus.
Ends up like Pixley or something.
Good chills.
Out the fucking...
Pretty impressive. All
right. Go enjoy your night, your Phoenix night. Your Southern Awatuki night. And dream
tell everybody
of Star
in
Wars.
Dorktown I said hi.
Or well.
All right, you just did.
Hello, everybody.
You're done.
You just accomplished it.
Did you just finish taking your shit? That was a long one.
I just finished.
Nice.
Yeah.
That must have been a relaxing shit.
Actually, it was the best 40-minute shit I've ever had.
Oh, yeah. You're at least 15 pounds lighter
nice.
Right now.
That's good.
Very relaxing, yes. All right, guys.
All right, man. Thank you, sir.
Talk to you later. Adios,
bro.
Keep Arizona's flames ablazing.
That wasn't right. funny.
Well, that was nice chit-chatting with Trent.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wait. We're recording that?
Oh.
It didn't feel like it.
It was recorded.
Let's take a quick music break, and then we'll come back with some stuff.
Yep.
You ready for that? Stuff?
Oh, some stuff.
This is Three Doors Down with some shitty song.
Have fun.
It's Sparkle Jet, one of my favorite all-time bands from Fresno. And from anywhere, they're my favorite. This is called Cubby. It's off the Great Take Records compilation album. Listen to Darktown 126.
Smoke wafts through
Sparkle Jet.
Oh, are we back on again?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
That was a good song. I enjoyed that.
Sparkle Jet's so good.
Jet.
They're having
you
a
still
new,
listening?
They're having
Stupid
a new
people?
Album coming out soon. They've been working on it for 5 years, basically. And I can't wait to play some more new stuff off of it. So, we've been getting a couple voicemails since we last were here.
Oh, voicemails.
Oh, people have been talking?
Yeah. A lot of people talking. You can call. Always call us, 559-492-0542.
Oh, call me anytime. You know, sometimes when I'm at home by myself and I want to feel funky.
Wow.
I call. What's the number?
559-492-0542.
And if you just want, you know, to listen with benefits, call and leave me a message.
There you go.
I'm waiting. $14.99 a minute.
Dorktown. Mike Banty from WeirdFresno.com here. I'm reading on my Facebook page right now at about 11:23 at night. And something about Star Wars and Disney buying them out. And to call your dork line, quote unquote, with, I guess, my rants and whatnot. Well, I do have a rant, and it doesn't really involve Star Wars, which I'm a fan of, but I'm not like some super uber nerd that, you know, dresses up and, you know, has like, you know, masturbatory material of Princess Leia and her slavery king, which is hot, by the way, but still, it's that was like, you know, 30 years or whatever.
She's still
There's
hot.
Other stuff to
She's
look
still
at.
Hot.
My rant is that it is the night before Halloween. It's actually, well, they call it Devil's Night in the East Coast. And I haven't been invited to be on the Dorktown podcast. And that really makes me mad.
Oh, sorry.
You know, I am the, not the master of all things weird in Fresno, though I like to think of myself, but I'd like to think that I'm at least the proprietor of all things weird. And to not be included on the Dorktown podcast makes me mad.
I thought he's
That's
been on the
rant.
Podcast.
So I'd better be on next year. Yes. Otherwise, I'll send a ghost after you guys or something. I don't know. Anyways, peace.
He was on last year for Halloween.
Yeah, what are you
But
mentioning?
He's like saying, hey, why not on this year? And we actually talked to Becky had talked to him about because he went up to Sky Ranch up there above.
It's fucking crazy
Oakhurst,
up there, man. Don't go up there.
Highly haunted. And he said like nothing really happened up there. So because I was ready for him to come on. And then he said that. And I'm like, well, would have liked to have heard
Just
some
tell him,
interesting
go
stuff.
Find
so
Bigfoot.
Start making up some stuff, Michael.
Find
he
fucking
has other stories.
Find though. Bigfoot.
WeirdFresno.com.
Okay. He's an Asian guy.
Yeah.
Out in the
we
woods.
We know that. We've determined that. He's an Asian.
Go catch him.
What's on? Oh,
and bring him to us on the show.
Bring him.
You can't be on the show until you bring us a Sasquatch.
That's right.
You bring me Bigfoot, I'll make you big.
You'll be a star.
You'll be a star. Mr. Big will be playing music in the background.
And Mr. Woo!
Mr. Big singing Big Time. You.
Mr. Rude will cover Mr. Big, and they'll be singing in the background.
That's right. They'll be dressed as Mr. Big.
Be Mr. Rude playing Mr. Big. Yep.
And no one will know the difference.
They'll be all, dude, this Mr. Rude is awesome.
On
and
the
like,
same
no, it's
note,
Mr. Big.
On the same note, no one will care.
Yeah.
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 Just also, like this podcast. No one fucking cares.
Hey. People care.
No, you don't.
Reed cares. Reed called in as well.
What's up, Dorktown? This is Reed. I thought about you guys today. As you know, it's, well, actually, about now it's 7:30. And I'm about the same longitude as California, Fresno. And it's getting dark around 6:15. I mean, it's pretty much dark by then. And so, 7:30, I just finished mowing my lawn, which takes me about 2 hours. So half of it was in the dark. And it reminded me of you guys because you had a Is It Metal a while back.
Sure.
Is It Metal game where you said mowing the lawn at night is metal. And it was metal, especially when the moon came out. Pretty awesome.
See?
Anyways, you need more Is It Metal games.
More Is It Metal.
Make one up. Thanks.
See? Mowing the lawn at night. Metal.
Metal.
Metal. I have a Star Wars Is It Metal game. Does anyone want to play that or no? You guys don't care.
Yeah, I'll do play. It. I can't wait.
We'll jump right in.
I can't wait. You can wait.
I am. I'm going to go get a beer.
All right. You go get a beer, Bells. Is It Metal? I'd have a Pierce May riff right now, but I don't. Thanks, Bells. I need that. Is It Metal? Boba Fett.
That was a fucking...
It's Boba Fett metal.
General Sherman IPA that just cracked open right now.
Thanks, Tioga Sequoia.
That was a subliminal message. Subliminal message. General Sherman just said...
Give me that ball cap.
Ball opener. General Sherman will fuck you.
Wow.
Boba Fett. Is Boba Fett metal?
Boba Fett's fucking metal.
Yeah,
so,
it's easy. It's easy. That's just like a that's a calibrating question. We're calibrating the Is It Metal meter right now.
Alright.
Jango Fett.
I don't know who that is.
Bells. Jango Fett. Is Jango Fett metal?
Jango Fett is not metal.
Ooh. I think Jango Fett is metal.
No, he's a bitch.
Oh, he's a bitch. Why is he a bitch?
Because he's not Boba Fett.
That's it. Enough said.
Next. You fuck.
Y'all fuck. A Party on Endor. Is it metal?
No, it's not metal.
What?
Party on Endor? So. Fuck no. Yes. It's a pussy party.
It is not a pussy party.
You are not getting laid.
You're partying in the trees. That's so metal.
You are not getting laid in Endor.
Oh. All right? Wow.
Probably not.
You just blew my mind.
Maybe.
You're right.
Man. Maybe.
Right.
Do you, well, maybe.
Do you want to get laid by an Ewok?
Yeah, fucking little midget.
Well, not you.
You want to fuck a teddy bear?
Ewoks get it on.
Get the hairy pussy?
God.
That is a. Wow. Talk about a hairy pussy.
Hump a teddy
bear? Ewoks. That's not discussed enough, probably. We need to probably bring that up more. Ewoks, hairy pussies.
Sick.
Wow.
Like, how does an Ewok have a shaved pussy? How would that happen?
Hey.
It wouldn't. Uh-oh. Producer Becky's producing. Let's dial it back.
They would need a wizard or something.
Wizard? A shaved wizard.
That one pushed its limits so much. They got to summon
up some wizard or something.
Wizard, man.
Shoot, man. A fucking wizard.
Ewok, hairy pussy.
You said, hey, dial it back, Producer Becky.
I'm sorry.
Dial it back. Skywalker Ranch. Is it metal? Skywalker Ranch.
Hell yeah, it's metal. It was down the street from my old house.
Down the street? In this ranch in the middle of the woods?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't. Yeah, you don't know. It's down Lucas Valley Road.
Yeah, you don't know. You're not from Marin, Michael.
I know. I'm not from Marin.
No, you're not cool. You're punk.
Punk.
Would you imagine it to be in this fortress? You know, though, but I do know where they, or he got the inspiration, or where the Ewok woods were filmed. We have this little cove up in, up on Tam above Mill Valley called the Ewok Woods.
It was all filmed at Lost Lake.
Yep, Millerton. It was all Millerton. Look at Return of the Jedi. It's so Millerton.
There's a whole grove of these cool trees that you can walk through and climb through, and they basically hang over this cliff, and they're called Ewok Woods, and I think that's where they filmed them.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go up there next time.
Oh, totally. It's fun.
Watch out for the Ewoks, man. Try not to fuck any of them. It's a party. Can't fuck any Ewoks, see? That's why you don't have a party on Endor. It's not metal.
Yeah, because... You convinced me, man. I was like, indoor party is metal, but you just convinced me it's not
metal.
What
else you got? Anyone who wants to disagree, call the hotline.
Yeah, please. 559-492-0542. Put that in your phone if you're drunk.
Stick it up your ass.
Please, if you're drunk.
Yeah, put that in your phone. Stick it up your fucking ass. What do you got for me?
Los Isleys Cantina.
Oh, that place is metal.
Fuck yeah. All right.
That's fucking metal.
Yeah, it is.
You walk in there, fucking...
You know who's going to be in there.
When they say no blasters, and you pull out a lightsaber and chop off a fucker's arm,
yeah,
that's metal.
That's metal. And like nothing, and they just...
And, the guy like standing next to him drinking this fucking drink doesn't even flinch.
Nope. He's like... Within like a 10-minute period, a guy gets his arm lightsabered off. Another guy kills a guy in a booth.
Yeah, shoots him in the face.
Shoots him in the face and then throws some money at the bartender. Here,
yeah, it says, take care of
this dead body.
Tosses him some change and then shoots her afterwards.
Boom. Hey, sorry about the guy I just fucking killed in your bar. Here's some money. And goodbye.
And that's all
he has to deal with.
And here's my blaster.
That's even less lawless than the Wild West. It's like, I can just shoot a fucking guy and just leave and give the bartender a nice tip.
You never know what the future's going to be like, Michael.
You never know.
Nope.
Well, that was a long time ago in a galaxy far away, though.
True.
So, just. Sorry. Dude, you can't get that app anymore. I can't find that app.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry, Yoda, you can't get it. Fuck you! You son of a bitch! I know, Chewie.
It's
it
painful.
Sucks.
We understand.
It sucks.
It's a bummer.
R2, what? Hey!
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Now, this is like an episode from like in the 70s. I want to say like episode 76. We did that. All right. Is it metal?
Everything you fear to lose.
Sorry, Yoda. I didn't mean to step over your line.
I won't ever do that again.
Jedi robes. Jedi robes metal.
No.
Nah.
They're not metal.
Yeah, they are metal.
No. The Sith looks badass.
Sith. Is it metal?
Vader looked badass.
At some
the Sith
right now
is metal.
And no,
fucking
they're not.
Darth Maul looked badass.
I don't like
that. Oh, fucking. Look at me. Fucking tan bullshit. Look how fucking stupid I look. Lando Calrissian's dressed like a freaking like a mailman.
Yeah.
Looking He's at got the mailman colors.
Very Renaissance. Not a Renfair
bullshit.
No,
but
I think the Jedi rose.
The Sith got style.
The Sith is metal. Do you want to see the Sith come back in 7, 8, and 9?
Fuck everyone up.
It's just Sith.
Fuck everyone up.
Just way more Sith than anything Force, than anything Jedi.
Like at the very end, the last one will be like this Sith Lord that was actually Luke's like brother, but he didn't know it because mom was a slut. Didn't tell him about it.
Wow.
Had sex. Popped this fucking Sith. I fucked a Sith and had a little Sith, man. Fucked up one too. I had to get rid of it. Had horns and shit. Called it Darth Maul.
All right, it's time for the Fonzie.
I want to give a Fonzie out to George Lucas for selling Star Wars to Disney. $4.045 billion. Which there's a rumor that he's giving it away to charity. I call bullshit.
What we talked about in the Dork Summit. Look for Dork Summit.
Oh, you mean the other Dorktown podcast that you did without me, Mike? I don't know. Shouldn't this be 127?
No.
I want to give a non-Fonzie out to Mike C. For two timing.
A downward.
A bad Fonzie. An upside down Fonzie to Mike C.
My General Sherman IPA and ignore what you're saying right now. It was a dork summit. You guys could not sit through a fucking hour of dorkness. Dude, it was some serious Star Wars discussion. Go listen to it.
No,
it's
I'm not going to
listen to it. It's on iTunes.
No.
It's on Stitcher.
Your description
By the way, our iTunes shit is fixed now. Cool. We were having some issues with the iTunes. Never knew we had
problems with it.
Wasn't, yeah, you wouldn't know. We were having problems with the iTunes. Now it's
I listen to it every day. I never had problems with it.
We have some problems with the old episodes. Right now, the old episodes aren't coming up. And I have a problem with GoDaddy.com. I have a Fonzie fuck you to GoDaddy.com right now. Basically, a bunch of the old episodes aren't available right now.
I give a Fonzie thumbs up A to that.
Right now, but yeah, you guys probably like it. Almost all the old episodes are not available right now.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah, well, you think it's a good thing.
It's not like anybody listens to that shit anyway. Or this shit, for a matter of fact. There's anybody still listening right now? I'm going to give you a Fonzie. What the fuck? Fuck, you still listening to this?
Hey, come on, man.
Hey.
Come on.
Loyal. Whatever.
Fonzie A to a bunch of podcasts like The Furnicast, Podcheese, Growlerado, Drunkard's Call, Half Scoop, Married Gamers, The View Looks Good From Here, Fresno.
Chuck Woolery.
Chuck Woolery's podcast, The Woolery, The Woolery Files.
The 2 and 2.
The 2 and 2. There you go. The 2 and 2.
The 2 and 2.
Yeah. Make sure to listen to Dork Summit, Flowing with Famous,
and all the other Dorktown episodes.
On our network, the Dorkwork Network.
And all the other episodes that Bells is not involved in.
No.
Go ahead and listen to them.
Hey, if you could come over here all the time, it would be all Bells. We would do it once a week, but you can't come over here. You've got a life, and that sucks. You need to not get a life, Bells.
I'll try to undo my life.
Yeah, undo your life, and then just be open for podcasts.
I'm
going to
let go
time.
Of everything I have achieved.
Like, let it all go, Bells. Yep. Screw that Swedish training you got, Swish training you got.
Letting it all go.
I want to give a Fonzie to just the fucking Star Wars. I can't wait, dude. Is it 2015 yet?
Nope.
Fuck. We should probably get in line.
Sean Connery is.
We should probably get in line. You think somebody's gonna get in line like pretty fucking early, like early as history, like probably next year. Somebody's gonna get in line at River Park. We're just gonna tin up, and be in line for like 2 years.
Be David Blaine.
Yeah.
And like this is the line for the Star Wars Episode 7.
Would not let that happen. They'd shoot him.
They'd shoot him. No. They wouldn't even ask questions.
Shoot him.
Just walk up and put fucking 4 in his head.
You're like, look
away.
At that guy. He's probably waiting in line for the new Star Wars. Shoot him.
Shoot him.
What's
that? A lightsaber? Oh,
shoot him.
Dude, that's 10 points in Dyer's book. Shoot. Let's get
he
him.
He had this big thing that lit up.
I get good extra points from
that's
Dyer.
That's what she said.
This big shoot him in the face. I'm going to crack one of the balls first.
Make sure to check out Dorktown on Facebook. On the Twitter at Dorktown.
Yeah, let's
go. On
all,
Untapped.
Yeah.
See
contact
what beers us. We're drinking.
Send me
on
an
Untapped.
Email. I check all my emails.
Yeah.
I respond to every
email.
Single
nobody
one of my
emails. Nobody
sends
us an email. Mike@dorktown.net or @thepresident.com. Dorktown.net. Just go there and there's fucking links and bullshit. What else, Bells? What
Fonzie A to the teriyaki char at Habit.
Teriyaki char from Mabbit.
That's my only contribution tonight.
Nice.
What do you think, man? What do you think? You like podcasting?
It's all right. You know, it's okay.
We've been doing it for 7.5 years, all you assholes that just started doing it a year ago. Fonzie, fuck you to all you newcomers.
We could be at a nightclub right now. Dancing. Fucking just dancing right now.
Wait,